This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel stepped up its bombardment of Gaza overnight and into Sunday, Palestinians said, after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu argued the only way to secure the release of hostages was intense military pressure on U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The attacks also follow Friday talks between Israel's spy chief and the Prime Minister of Qatar, which mediated earlier hostage releases in return for a week-long ceasefire and the freeing of Palestinian prisoners. That's according to a source with knowledge of the matter. Residents and militants say Israeli attacks took place amid fierce fighting the length of the coastal enclave. Communications were also down for a fourth day, making it hard to reach the wounded. Hamas militants say they will not discuss freeing any more of those captured when they attacked southern Israel on October 7th if Israel continues the war on Gaza it unleashed in response. With no signs of compromise, violence has intensified.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Israeli forces battling Hamas said they had uncovered unusually large concrete and iron-girded tunnel designed to carry carloads of militant figures from Gaza right up to the border, raising or disabling of what is believed to be hundreds of kilometers of underground passages and bunkers is among the aims of the Israeli offensive launched after Hamas gunmen went on a killing and kidnapping spree in its southern towns and army bases on October 7th. Some of Israel's closest European allies have pressed for a ceasefire in the war with Hamas that has underscored growing international unease with the devastating impact of the conflict on Gaza's civilian population. France pushed for a ceasefire on Saturday.